before the demonstration moved off, without any warning, there was a group of stewards, quite a large group of stewards, who formed a barrier across the front of our group, three deep, so that we couldn't move forward. And they didn't allow us to move forward until the main demonstration had taken place. So effectively, we were prevented from taking part in the main body of the demonstration. And we felt that was a real insult to the people who had come from all over Donegal to support the call from the ICTU to take part in the demonstration. For example, Richard Carruthers was on Highland Radio during the week, and he was appealing to community and campaign organisations to support the demonstration. When we did that, they effectively prevented us from taking part in the march.
And would you now call on Richie Carruthers or the organisers of the protest to apologise?
We thank all those people who made the journey down from Donegal and Leitrim, and indeed the people who were there from Sligo, to protest against the property tax, are due an apology from the trade union leaders for the disgraceful behaviour. There was no attempt to negotiate with us. We accept it was a trade union-led demonstration. Trade union banners should lead the demonstration. We were quite happy to follow instructions from the stewards. But there was no negotiation with us. We were simply blocked off, and we weren't allowed to take part in the main body of the demonstration. So yes, I think people are due an apology.
Some people listening may be hearing this and thinking that wherever the campaign won't pay campaign goes, trouble seems to follow.
Well, unfortunately, we do ruffle a lot of feathers of people in power. That's the truth of it.